It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
She's so ugly, when I'm in bed with her, I feel a lot like Kentucky in the Civil War. I don't want to go north, and I don't want to go south.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara. God damn it.
And nothing in your headphones?
I don't have any headphones on either, thing. Sorry about that.
Swear to God, I'm in a mood to throw. I'm in a
do not throw.
Don't
throw.
No, this I don't know whether it was this thing. I got another pair over here.
Okay.
Welcome back. This is BYOB.
If I plug them in, you can.
Only the finest.
I said
only
don't
the finest
throw.
Equipment at. Well, look at the crap we have in here. Major broadcast facility.
The finest quality.
You know, I
Mike.
Really wanted to be in a good mood.
And so did
and
we.
You
just
will
talked
be.
To Steve Carell. I couldn't be happy. It's an A-list guest.
Sure is.
Happens once a year, and I'm very, very excited.
Sure. Your headphones work for that.
Rightly
right,
so. It's my headphones. Ooh. Oh, my God.
A little loud.
Why?
Oh, my. I'm not going to be able to hear.
Happy birthday, Mike.
I'm not good about. Oh, there we go. Wow. These are powerful. Welcome. If somebody can find my Sennheisers here, that would be great. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number.
Hi.
877-365-3636. Get out of the line to get out of the air. It's BYOB Friday.
And it's your birthday.
Our thanks, seriously, to Mr. Steve Carell
awesome.
From Get Smart in the Office. That's a guy
very,
that I've always wanted to interview.
Very
and he
cool.
He was very nice. And during the 3 minutes that we spoke with him, I was very thrilled. But this is A-List Friday because not only did we speak to one A-lister,
right?
We have been joined by two other A-list guests.
That's right.
Rock stars.
Rock stars and young stars, really.
Yes.
You know, the up-and-comers, as they would say in the magazines.
Not on the decline like you or I.
These gentlemen are on the fast
Jesus.
Track. Move on over, you know?
Exactly.
And someday I'm going to be sitting there down at my house in Florida, and I will be on a rocking chair.
Drooling.
I'll be looking into space, and I'll be saying to myself, Why did I
let them come in as guests?
And the year will be 2010.
Jesus Christ.
Why did I let them come in as guests? Because they took my job.
You meant well, Mike.
They took my job!
I'm talking, of course, about Chad Dukes.
What?
And Oscar Santana. You know them as Big O and Dukes. And here they are.
Hello.
And incidentally, we've already started the breathing. We will need the air conditioning turned down as well.
Yeah,
because it's getting a little warm in here. Gentlemen, so nice to have you on the
Mike,
broadcast.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks
you know, I always feel weird when you're celebrating a birthday and it's a couple of days later. But
you don't think you're going to make it?
This is the birthday show. This is the birthday show.
You'll make it.
Drew? Thank you.
Mike would like a lovely beverage.
The rumor is you're 35 today.
Well, you know, you overshot the runway there, Oscar, just a little bit.
Well, you had
33.
You said that earlier. Oh.
33. I'm 33. You know, I was.
Thank you, Drew.
I knew the Buzz Babes were coming in today, and so I'm up in the bathroom. And
okay.
Doing what had to be done.
I'm doing the thing that you saw in Something About Mary. No. I'm looking at a Sears. I'm looking at the Sears catalog. No. I'm doing what I always do when we're going to be either out in public. I'm
making Mary?
No, I'm going to the Just for Men. I'm going to the beard gel to
okay.
see And I put it on, and this time I put it on, and immediately I get a Blackstone, the Magnificent Black color on my beard.
Oh,
and
no,
I'm like, oh, my
different
God.
Different color than normal?
Yeah, it happened very quick. They say normally you put the stuff on if you have a gray beard. I hate my gray beard because you can't see it. Because
right now it looks like you use Just for Old Men.
Yes. Oh, thanks a lot.
It's kind of gray is what
on
I'm
my
saying.
Birthday.
You're asking for
I
it,
I really
dude.
Appreciate that.
Look, I got you a beer.
So I put the...
an intern did that.
So I put the stuff on my
thanks,
beard,
Drew.
And I notice that it's just jet black. And I said, I don't want it to look like this. And
no.
I jump
Hello.
Into the shower and I rinse it. I rinse it all off.
My name is the Amazing O'Mara.
Hello. Here is the lady we will saw in halves, as Penn Jillette likes to say. And I wash it off and then nothing happens. So it's this color. It's kind of like a dirty gray.
But what aren't there several varieties of Just for Men?
Oh, there's tons of stuff. And then there's like a different one you can use too. And you can use other hair colors on it too. But I don't do it as much as I used to. And I might just stop.
No,
I might go with Santa. Everyone likes, no one likes a thin Santa.
Why don't you shave and then you don't have to diet?
Because I'm 75 effing pounds overweight, Mr. Man.
Okay.
That's why I don't shave. I put it on here.
Mike.
Otherwise, I would look like, you know, who's that intern of you?
So landfill.
Landfill.
Yes.
I'd look like landfill. But
well,
anyway.
If it makes you grow a beard.
If it makes you look thinner, you should keep it.
Yeah, it does. I like it that way.
Actually, the
For
beard.
Your birthday you're having here. I
mean, yeah, really. What a happy day. Don't these shows always start like this? They always start like this.
This is how it
Congrats.
Starts.
Just like you're sitting there at the cocktail party and everybody's beginning to realize, gee, we better drink fast.
Mike, I've never. I think you've never looked better.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate that. Have another mud shake. Let's go to
Zach
in Fairfax. Zach, you're on the Mike O'Mara show.
It begins.
I like muffins.
Is that all you wanted to contribute today, Zach?
Well, we've bananas in them.
What Steve Carell says in Anchorman.
Oh, see, I'm glad your brain has that because I wasn't getting it. Yeah, I wasn't tracking
see,
it.
See, and because if I had taken offense about the mud shape remark,
is that
I
when he's playing the? That's when he's actually in the office and they're strategizing.
I like lamp. I like lamp.
I like carpet.
I like phones that work.
I don't like Zach.
I don't like this guy.
Yeah.
All right, bye. See you later.
I like callers to get to the point.
All right, very good. All right. You ready for the first buzz of the afternoon? Sorry we had to delay it, but we had an A-list guest. Without further ado, let's get right to it. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the man. Oh, incidentally, how many of the babes are here?
We have at least two.
Oh.
We'll have more.
Really?
It'll be fine.
Have they let you down today? Finally.
You know,
did the women finally let you down?
I am not at all disappointed in Kimberly or her twin or the fact that Kristen has stopped by.
Okay, so you got three, and how many did we expect?
We were expecting about four or five. We'll
okay.
see.
All right, we'll see what happens.
So many numbers.
Not bad. That's how I do my conjuring.
I was going to say, you're conjuring there. I heard anything from two to five.
How many Buzz Babes are here?
As far as I know, one new one and one official one.
Sven Lloyd is here.
There may be more. I just haven't looked
yet. See, there's conjuring.
Your gay intern.
Yeah, we could call him.
Gay intern could be
a Buzz Babe. You should ask that question of Beth Ann.
Hey, Beth Ann, how many girls are here? How many of the Buzz Babes?
Here comes a good answer.
Gets me.
Let's go into the land of McBridian. We'll wait just a second here.
Do you have a slide rule? Because you're going to need it to decode the answer you're about to get.
Beth Ann, 1,000.
Well, it depends on what you mean by here.
Beth Ann. Incidentally, we have started our series Cocktail Friday.
We did.
So wait for the show to get funny.
Keep launching. Let me say this. Fantastic. Those balloons.
I'm waiting.
It's quite an arrangement you have in back of you.
Right. Oh, is anybody in the back? Can you go check and see if there's somebody in the back room?
Of course.
There?
Is that a muffin? What is that?
What?
It's a cupcake. It's a cupcake.
Oh, yeah, it's a cupcake with a candle in it, that large Mylar balloon with helium in it. And then he's got, five blue balloons to go with it.
Blue because I'm a boy. If I was a girl, it would be pink.
That's right.
Yo, Beth Ann's been excited for your birthday all day, as we do our show here in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
from 10 to 3.
She's Thank you for recognizing the syndication.
Yes.
That is a mistake. You wouldn't care about that later on, but that's very nice
Hello,
of you to
Reno.
See?
Get these guys, seriously.
Thank you, Buzz.
What's the status of the Buzz Babes right now? How many do we have here?
Okay, I have...
Now, you rolled your eyes. Why? They
because
becoming...
it's crazy out there. It's bedlam.
Are they a handful?
Oh, I'm sure
No, they're nice. It is bedlam, Rob. Bedlam.
I was just out there. There was people sitting and chatting. That's bedlam?
Yes.
How many babes do we have here now, Beth Ann? Do you know?
Two.
Three. Three crazy girls.
All right, it's meet them. We'll meet them later. Thank you very much.
Dragon.
We'll meet them shortly.
Where were you? Oh, you were upstairs getting the tape recorder.
Finding the bits and pieces of the tape recorder.
Well, it's not a functional, so we can't send a functional tape recorder to Gay Pride in Baltimore?
I'm trying to make it functional.
It's a lot of work going
Happy
on.
Happy birthday to me.
And my microphone is breaking.
And many more, Mike. And many, many more.
All right, Buzz, start the Buzzcaster.
All right.
I swear to God,
don't
I'm going to
normally
break
see it
something.
In profile.
I don't see what else we can do.
Careful, it's bedlam in here.
Yeah, bedlam.
People in Gloucester.
The air conditioning, please.
No, it's too crazy for air conditioning, Mike.
It's like the spearmint rhino out there.
It's crazy.
Nice bullshit.
Ooh, kooky crazy.
Pandemonium.
People in Gloucester, Massachusetts are having a hard time believing that Time magazine article that claims that half of the 17 pregnant high school girls there got that way because they'd made that pregnancy pact together.
It's bedlam in Gloucester.
You broke this story. I'd like to say this because really you were early with this story.
Thank you.
You had this story and this has become a national story and it's all over the place. And now you're getting the experts weighing in on whether this is going to happen at other high schools, whether this is a trend. Oh, my, get me a gun if it's a trend.
People in Gloucester are having trouble believing it's true that they made this pregnancy pact.
Don't worry, Mike. It won't peak for a couple more years.
That's exactly right.
It appears to be
true.
The
girls are what, between 15 and 17? Is that what it is?
As I understand it, none of the girls is over 16.
Yeah, that's what I heard this morning.
Hot.
Oh, my God.
Stop it. Oh, not in this God. Company, Pally.
Did you say hi?
No.
I don't know.
No, remember when I told you you had that on your show the other day?
Yeah.
Chad showed a little sensitivity right at the end.
Well, he always does.
Yeah, of course he does.
We call it the faggies.
This is really, really, this is unbelievable. So they don't know whether it's true. True in that they're not pregnant or true that they made a pact?
Oh, they're definitely pregnant. And a lot of people believe they made a pact. A lot of people are finding it hard to believe. And yet it still appears to be true. Even the school superintendent says some of the girls were clearly trying to get pregnant.
Did you get a drink?
Even by hooking up with a homeless guy. I had a few beers during the break.
Oh, no.
No, I'm buzzing pretty nicely here.
What is the problem? Now,
I have no problem. I couldn't be happier.
Calm down.
You know what it is? This is bedlam.
What is wrong with them?
It's crazy. It's bedlam.
Mr. Burbank. Are you going to have your usual vodka?
I would. My vodka is up in the freezer.
Please, Buzz, this is BYOB Friday. We started 4 o'clock.
And the olives with the juice are in the refrigerator.
Would one of the interns, if anyone's
cracked
hearing my voice.
Cracked ice and a crystal glass.
Last week at this time, you were relaxed and enjoying. I'd like you to be.
I feel a rather nice buzz right now from the multiple beers that I've had.
You don't sound buzzed.
But
you're not nearly at Jeremy Piven yet, and we don't want you there.
I'm also full of caffeine, so the chemicals are clashing.
You are really ramped up.
I might explode.
Bedlam.
It's a crazy day for
you. It's bedlam, Rob.
Please get Mr. Burbank a dirty martini, please. Thank you very much.
Dirtier the better.
Yes, absolutely.
Throw some mulch in it.
The superintendent says some of the girls were clearly trying to get pregnant. One of them. Even by hooking up with a homeless guy.
You mentioned that yesterday. Have they confirmed that this was a homeless guy that did this?
Oh, yeah. One of them. Not all of them, but one of them, yes.
Jesus Christ.
The Reverend Eugene Rivers has spent a lot of time working with troubled teens there in Gloucester, Mass.
These kids are being socialized, educated, and reared by a sick, pathological popular culture that says it's cool to get knocked up at 13, 14, 15, and 16.
Now he sounds like he might be from an inner city church. Is he from an inner city church? Is this a city deal? Well, Gloucester's a rough town.
Yeah,
right.
It is.
Yes,
it's a rough neighborhood.
And I don't know how many high schools they have, but this particular high school has 17 pregnant girls, and this pastor works with a lot of these youth.
I've actually seen that high school because when I went to school in Massachusetts, we drove up there because one of my roommates had a friend that lived up there, and. Literally, it's not that rough. The Gordon's Fisherman's there. I mean, it can't be that bad.
Well, it's rough. I think of the Perfect Storm. That's what I think of.
Yeah.
That's where, you know, it's a fishing.
Very
it's a sword fishing.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Kind of blue collar, kind of rough neighborhood.
Can I throw in a couple other cuts, Buzz, here that
for
I have?
Sure, if you have them.
Yeah, this is the mother, a teen mother, who said she was not part of the pact. But a teen mother who goes to school there and is aware of this trend at the high school.
Well, let's hear that.
They say that their life is different, but it's for the better. Like, a lot of them have changed their lives. They don't party as much. They don't drink as much. Their life changed around for the better.
So I like the fact that after
I don't
they're
text
pregnant,
when I come on your show, Chad.
I'm not texting, Mike. I'm trying to figure out
I don't
out
read
about
email when I come on your
I
show,
I don't know
Chad.
About the story. I'm trying to research it.
Okay.
I like the fact that the pregnancy is making them drink less, is what she said, which is very nice.
That is good.
And also, this is the superintendent talking about the kids getting pregnant.
Okay.
He has a British accent, which I thought was odd.
They may have agreed amongst themselves that this was a thing they wanted to do. It was a bit surprising, yes. It's not what you normally expect.
Well, there's your problem.
You wouldn't expect women, you know, impregnating themselves on homeless men.
I don't understand, but we urged some education that was offered for sex in the schools and then said, go out, find the homeless, and pleasure them as much as you possibly can. So, ladies, I urge you, now that you've learned about your reproductive systems, to go out, be fruitful, multiply, find men under bridges and living in refrigerator boxes and have your way with them. Yes, find their twigs and their berries and enjoy them carnally.
Now, Mike, this is like who won So You Think You Can Dance for me an Oscar, because it's just another story, but you've got two locked home in the boiler room as we speak. Like, what does this do for you? Like, when you hear that they get involved and they start talking to their friends and this kind of crap happens.
It's difficult because I am a part-time dad, and that is not – it's not a cop-out, but you are not as acutely aware of their day-to-day activities. No. You really aren't because, I mean, it's usually – I'm a weekend warrior. And, you know, now it's the summer, and, in fact, I have my kids tonight, and I'll have them through the 29th, and then I'll have them for another 10 days after that. Wow. That's when I get my – long periods of time with my kids, and that's when they are usually put in a room with a one-door lock, and they are left on the other side of that door. You know, it's like,
Daddy, we want to have breakfast.
I said, I'm sorry, that neighbor boy is still mowing the lawn outside.
Isn't that when you say that, you know, if you know I love you because the door is locked?
That's yes, right. If I was to give you the key, it would mean I loved you less.
But that's how you know I love you.
It's summer. Doesn't the boiler room get hot?
It does. It's very, very difficult for the girls. This is terrifying for any parent. This is terrifying.
Tell me about it.
But here's the deal. It's one thing. Teen pregnancy has always existed in public schools, in private schools, everywhere else. But the fact is, a pact where the last major teen sex development that I became aware of is that a certain favor was not considered to be a sexual act.
Well, that's still
true. That was the last bit. Yeah, that was that was the last jump forward that made fathers go, you know, invest in Beretta shotguns.
Uh-huh.
That's really what it is. And now you're, you know, now you're hearing this. And if this is the new pact, you know, it's insane.
What troubles me is that it's a pact. I mean, these kids lack organization. They're not getting their homework done, but they're getting a pact done where they can all get banged and knocked up.
Very scary.
What about chicks that do this and think that's not sex?
That was the next step up from the other favor.
I've heard that too.
I don't understand what you're talking about, Chad. I don't understand.
That's not sex. That's love.
Thank you, Rob.
And that is
deep love.
Yeah. Is that more prevalent? No, that is not more prevalent than the first thing I mentioned.
But more people do both, right? More people do both.
Girls these days are
but
down
you should
for
do
whatever.
One first.
Hold on.
Never the other second.
Mr. Santana has just offered that girls these days are up for whatever.
Yeah. Well,
you know, as you sit there with your silk effing shirt, getting ready to have an evening of cocksmithery, and, you know, he's sitting there looking at you. Frighten me when you say it. You know, you sit there.
I'm just saying.
They're up for whatever.
He's just saying.
That's all.
I'm not a, you know, here's, you know, this is why it all comes together. It's good karma.
All right.
You're a huge gun enthusiast. We've heard you before. We'll talk.
Okay, buddy.
You know, because
really, got you.
It was the 13th.
I got a guy. I got a range. I got bullets. Whatever you need, man.
You want to go out and shoot sometime?
Anytime you want, name
all right.
Mike, a gun is like a boat. You don't want to own a gun. You want to know a guy who owns a gun. Have him over.
You know what? That's fine. I'm fine. But I will go out and shoot with you. I'd love
to
do that.
Blue Ridge Arsenal would love to have you, Michael Merrill.
Women.
Product placement.
Women, take off your pantyhose slowly. The warmer weather's here in a more casual society. More young women are entering the workplace without the pantyhose. Megan Cotter lives in Dallas, and she goes without pantyhose as often as possible.
In and out of the office a lot, and especially during the summer months, it's so warm that it's just a little bit more comfortable not to be in them all day.
But etiquette...
Or...
Escort, hooker, prostitute, whore, I don't mind what you call me.
But etiquette expert Joy Weaver says not wearing them is still not appropriate in some situations.
If you are going for an interview, if you are going to be presenting on a stage, make sure to use good judgment and wear pantyhose.
What if? That's advice for everyone.
I'm taking notes for Mr. Mellon.
Exactly. That's what I heard. All right. We're done here.
Yeah, well, we have to break. We're on that new schedule,
Buzz. I understand. Coming up in the Hollywood Buzz, Jennifer Aniston, a cougar?
Ooh.
And in the final Buzz, keeping Budweiser American. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is BYOB Friday. We are going to meet some of the Buzz Babes. I guess one or two.
A few.
I'm sorry.
Few
I'm
not going
to. You've delivered.
I brought you five champions last
week. You've delivered.
And I don't think this week sucks either.
But I also believe.
A lot of them have left.
I also believe that the ones that don't show up that told you they were going to be here, this is not an unpunishable crime.
I agree.
This should be. There should be an accounting.
I'm just the guy to punish them.
Very good.
And also. They sell the porn, by the way.
You know, one of my friends, Mr. Dukes or Mr. Santana, will be receiving my birthday nude as a gift from me.
How nice.
Enjoy, Joe.
There are strippers among us. Maybe you guys can shoot for it. We'll be back with So to Speak with that and more fun, and maybe just finish up a little bit with your story. I'd like to get closure on that the program
story.
Today. The hedonism story.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.